So something that we all go through is just having down moments in our training, whether it's due to injury or due to just a busy schedule or lack of motivation, whatever the factors may be, that's inevitable. It's going to happen. If you train long enough and consistent enough, you're going to have to go through those rough patches. And everybody has different strategies for getting through that. But what works for me and what really helps me is to keep the momentum going. And I see it as a coach. I see it when an athlete misses workouts and that missed workout leads to another missed workout. And it's really hard to get that motivation back. It's really hard to get back into the swing of things. And my biggest remedy for getting through times where I'm just struggling with motivation is just to stay on point and to continue to get the workouts done. Even if I have to get them done in a modified way, I might have to, instead of going at a really hard effort, maybe I dial it back a little bit, just so that mentally I can get through the workout, check it off. And for me, just checking it off and getting it done does a lot for my motivation. But if I allow my lack of motivation to get the best of me and I skip the workout, then it becomes harder to work myself up for the next one. And the exception to this would be if I am just fatigued and I'm exhausted and my body is telling me I need a break. In that case, just taking the time off is going to be enough. Taking the day off is going to be enough for me to bounce back, because I'm going to have a little bit more drive. But if it's motivation, if I just feel like I'm not into it, I essentially force myself to go through the workout just to start it, to start the process, and then to modify. This morning I had some intervals, I had to get them done. I wasn't quite into the workout. I dialed back just a little bit, and that allowed me to get through the workout. And about halfway through, I was able to find the motivation, the drive to continue doing the workout. And so 2 hours and 25 minutes on the trainer, it went by pretty fast. I was able to get through it, and it just kind of got me pumped up and fired up for tomorrow's training. And so sometimes, you know, if you've been in the sport long enough, you have to find ways to help yourself get through these challenging times, because it happens. I mean, rare is the athlete who has 100% motivation all of the time on every workout. It's not realistic. And I find the athletes that I work with who are the most consistent are the ones that are able to just accept that, hey, you know what, some days I'm not in it and my motivation isn't there, but I can still get my workout done. And those are the athletes who typically are able to experience success during those times of low motivation. So keep that in mind, especially as we enter the second half and the fall part of the season. That's when most people have a tough time. Typically September, October, November. Those are tough months for athletes, because races still might be on the horizon, and you're just kind of ready for a break from training, and you're ready for maybe to not focus on racing. But keep that in mind. The reason I bring that up is because today I had one of those moments, and I just wanted to pass this along. If you're not going through lack of motivation and you're fine, you're driven, you're motivated, and it's not an issue, then no big deal. But if you do find yourself struggling a little bit, or you do find yourself kind of just struggling to get up and get the workout started, just think about it. The act of getting it done and starting it and keeping that momentum going is what we're after. Steady forward progress is something that I always say. So just keep it up, stay in the game, stay in the hunt, stay hungry, stay alive, stay driven, and you won't look back and regret this.